A word for you from Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God. This comes from a curious passage in the book of Colossians, which many people believe to be what's known as the Colossian hymn. As Paul was writing this, he was inviting believers to join him in worshipping Christ and his supremacy over all creation and his redemptive saving power. Now, over here he's making a direct claim to the deity of Jesus Christ. He is the image of the invisible God. Visible expressions of the invisible God are made through Jesus Christ. Now, I know this may be confusing because there are instances in the Bible where people see God, but 1 Timothy chapter 6 tells us that no one can see God. Well, the answer to this is simple, and only those who believe that Jesus Christ is God can actually answer it. No one has physically seen God the Father at any time, but Jesus Christ said, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." John chapter 1 verse 18 says, "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." What this passage is simply saying is that God the Father has not been seen, but Jesus Christ, who is God, has revealed himself to us. So when Abraham, Moses, and Isaiah saw God, they were seeing the Son. Jesus Christ is the exact, full, and perfect revelation of God. He is co-eternal with God the Father. All fullness and all deity dwell in him. Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 clearly states, "For in him the fullness of deity dwells bodily." There is no way to get around it. Jesus Christ is God. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, accepts praise which can only be rendered unto God. He commanded the forces of nature, performed countless miracles, forgave sinners, he claimed to be superior to the Sabbath law, he gave life to whom he pleased, he healed the sick and raised the dead, and he purchased the church with his own blood. Jesus Christ was not merely a man. He wasn't some angel or some agent sent from God. Jesus Christ is fully God. We worship God when we worship Jesus. We are not just worshiping a baby in a manger, a great philosopher, a kind gentleman, a gracious teacher, or some ancient mystic. We are worshiping God the Son. Friends, let that dwell in your heart. Let it settle in your mind. You are worshiping God when you worship Jesus Christ. Allow that to be fuel for your worship.